Welcome to the second hour here of Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 27th day of March, 2024. The New York Times, by the way, I knew individuals growing up who lived and breathed by the New York Times, a woman who is earning a PhD in clinical psychology in the University of Kentucky, where I had my first position as an assistant professor of philosophy. Bought and read every single issue of the New York Times every single day and felt her life was meaningless without it. It has turned into a garbage rag. Disgusting propaganda. I'm pleased we got Paul from New Jersey here, who always has thoughtful things to say. Paul, join the conversation.
Concerning the New York Times, that is a garbage magazine or a newspaper. I figured that out in the 90s when I was reading some of the articles by, what was the name, Abe Rosenthal.
Yeah.
And there was a Shapiro, and they were generally Jewish writers.
Yeah.
And they were just so gung-ho about Kosovo back at the time, you know, wanting to go into Kosovo. And basically, and this shows you about the good lesson on selective outrage and which genocides are acceptable and which one would require NATO intervention. Because back in 1999, we saw some pictures of some people behind a fence who looked thin. My father at the time, he pointed out they probably were, you know, you take the guys who have a chronic wasting disease like tuberculosis, and you tell them to take their shirt off, and you put him in the front near the fence to get the horror from the cameras, and you know, and that brought up a lot of imagery, I think, to American Jews like Madeleine Albright. Well, is she an American Jew? You know, but and that's what got a lot of people in the political pressure into bombing the Serbians, you know, to come to the aid of that supposedly persecuted ethnic minority of the Kosovar Muslims. And so at that time, I realized what just a horrible periodical the New York Times was. And in all honesty, I might have bought the newspaper maybe 20 times in my life.
Yeah.
But at that point, after reading Abe Rosenthal, I realized, I'm never going to read it again, and I haven't given them a cent. And that's what we need to do, is just don't fund these people. They really are just neocon filth. Because remember, after 1999, and after 9/11, not only did they not report who really did 9/11, they got all the Americans worked up into blaming Saddam Hussein for 9/11, and Osama bin Laden for 9/11. In other words, the people who didn't do 9/11.
And after JFK was shot, they went on a rampage about the lone gunman theory. We had all these articles about the shots from above and behind, and nothing about what had covered the news the whole day before, the two shots from the front, the shot to the throat, the small clean puncture wound, and the shot to the right temple. Now we know more, but they were covering up from the beginning. Go for it. Give us more, Paul.
Well, when do they get anything ever right? You know, so people have to learn. If you're following some news source and you're looking for wisdom, I mean, let's be honest, we don't have all the time in the world to research and learn everything. And you assume these people are the priesthoods of knowledge. They're very smart people. They're dignified. They wear glasses. And then when they're wrong, and then they're wrong again, at some point, people, you got to realize, don't fund people who get things so wrong, and especially important things so wrong, so frequently, and you have to not fund them. Go to the people who get things right, and that's why you should donate to RBN, because and not everybody on this site gets things right, but there are plenty of people like yourself, James Fetzer, who get mostly everything right, and most importantly, the very important things very right. That's vital.
Paul, I so appreciate that. It just is so outrageous that the New York Times is our nation's newspaper of record. In other words, it is supposed to be the repository of the official history of the New York side of the United States of America, the New York Times, Paul. And you're calling it out exactly right. I mean, it's just an outrage.
Yeah, it's where the jingoism comes from. I mean, they should call it War Drum Central or Neocon Central, because that's what it is. And I haven't been following it because, like I said, I'm not going to fund them anymore. So I really don't even want to talk about them. So I don't even know what they're talking about concerning what Israel is doing Palestine now. And it doesn't really affect me anyway, because to me, they're persona non grata. I don't follow them. I don't listen to them.
Yeah. That story today was how they, from Moon of Alabama, how they were misreporting a demand from the United Nations Security Council, which has the force of international law, as though it were an invitation, that they were merely calling for something when they were demanding. I mean, that's a legally major, significant weakening of what happened there, all deliberate to benefit Israel.
Well, that's what it is. It's Neocon Central, the New York Times. Now, two more quick points before I go, Jim. One is, since you were talking about the Mexican government and Obrador, yeah. I think his name is. Yeah, I just want to remind people, today is the anniversary of the Goliad massacre, where Santa Anna gave the orders, and this happened in 1836, 3 weeks to the day after the Alamo. And basically, they massacred about 400 Texans in cold blood, as given by the dictator Santa Anna, and Americans should remember that. You know, we should always remember that they massacred American soldiers. Now, you can consider them rebels, but unless there's war crimes, you don't massacre soldiers. You just don't. But Santa Anna did that. And we need to remember that, and we need to remind the Mexicans of that when they make a complaint about or talk about all this Reconquista stuff and all the rest of that. Because, you know, I think some of these Hispanics are, very driven racially, and they think in those terms. But then again, I think many do not. They're kind of divided and corrupt like the rest of us are. Yeah. And one last thing. I really like Joe from Tennessee's call yesterday, and we should always try to use his skills, because he is the resident expert of RBN, of all things, when it comes to shipping. And his analysis was excellent about the crashing of the Dolly ship. And one thing, too, because I think you had talked about it, the wind was blowing. When you're watching that film of the fin of the boat coming towards it, the wind was coming from the right side of the screen, blowing towards the left. And I think people should keep that in mind. That's one of these hidden things you don't analyzed, but that could have played a major role in pushing that ship into that pier.
When they sped up, you weren't seeing but only hearing, but if you were watching, when they sped it up, the ship turned deliberately to hit the pylon. There's no question about it whatsoever. It was deliberate. And for this LSA, who's posing as a president, to say we have no indication it was deliberate, just absurd, just insulting. But then his whole administration is so totally corrupt and dedicated to the destruction of America. Why should we be surprised? Paul, I love your calls. Great call. Thank you so much for all of that. Tom in Florida, unleash. Go for it.
Totally agree with Paul. I have to agree with Paul. He's absolutely right what he said. Joe gave a great call yesterday, and so did HB. Two great calls. And what I loved about Joe's call is he's given statistics. When he's talking about the Afro-American women are committing more crime than white males. And that's basically true. You can look them all you got to do on your show is look at statistics by the FBI, and you get the whole answer to the question. So I have to agree with Paul on that. And that was wonderful. So here's what I want to get going now. And before I go to the bridge nonsense, look out for the confounded bridge, a Led Zeppelin song. And by the way, Jim, did you hear the new rap song by the Bengals, Dance Like a Biden? You ever heard that song? You need to play that on the show. No. I think everybody go crazy. Yeah, you got to play it.
You can play it, Tom, if you got it there.
Well, I have it on YouTube. I just watch it on YouTube. It's called Walk Like Joe Biden, and it's by the Bengals. And actually, the original girls are doing the video, and it's awesome. I think you're going to totally enjoy it. I really do.
Give me the name again.
It's called Walk Like a Joe Biden by the Bengals.
They're
a girl band.
Okay.
By the Bengals.
Yeah.
Yes, it's really, it's a great video. I think you'd like enjoy that. But listen, here's what I want to talk about. I'm glad the guy did straighten me out yesterday on the name of that girl that was in St. Louis. Her name is Kaylee Gain. So I was really glad to hear that. I'm hoping she keeps improving. That's gonna be wonderful news for her and her family and all of us. So let's just hope, keep praying for her to recover from her. Get her head bashed in on concrete, but
I got the Bengals with a I'd have to sign it a TikTok there, but it's also on YouTube. Here we go.
Win the bet, but he's just hanging on, dangling like Hunt a cigarette. Hunter types with the hookah pipes, say, walk like a Joe Biden. He's got the moves. He hits the deck, then he hits some more. All the Dems are so sick of Joe, they really would like to see him end. He sh**ed his pants when he went to the Vatican. All the kids in the DNC say, hump your back, stiffen your arms, don't pull them back. Life's hard, you know, when entering in the Cadillac. If you wanna know where it stops, it ends in dementia and the cops. They sing and dance, when finding a confidential docs. Then they arrest all his men while Putin laughs in the Kremlin. And the Chinese know, he's owned by them and Ukrainian. All the cops in the DOJ say, Thank you. like a Joe Biden. Walk like a Joe Biden.
Tom Lovett, and I might not have played that, but right now you're the only caller on the line. So, I mean, this is for everyone to know. If you got something you'd like to say, today is a great day to say it. Continue, Tom. The mic is yours.
Well, yeah, Jim. You got to watch the video because it shows Biden looking at it. He picks his nose and he's looking at it. And he don't know whether to eat it or throw it on the floor. So he eventually throws it on the floor. You got to look at the video. It's really amazing.
Tom, I was watching the video. I know the audience couldn't see it, but I was watching it. Oh, yeah, the video. All the images are dandy.
Yeah, I love it. But anyway, Jim, here's what I want to talk about. And the Paul's call. I got to go to Paul's call because I want Paul to know I've been to San Antonio. I went to the Alamo. And on the monolith, Jim, the most popular names that fought in the Alamo that day were Jim's, John's, Jim John's, Tom's, and a lot. There's a lot of on the monolith. They have Jim's, John's, Tom's, and Davies. A lot of Davids that fought that day at the Alamo. Who got when they Santa Ana's nonsense.
Yeah.
And you know these Mexicans. They think they can get over on gringos because they think we're all like the French. You know, the French they got Cinco de Mayo. See, they always think we're the United States is like the French. Well, hell no, we weren't. We're Germans. We had Irish. We had Scottish. We're not going to take their nonsense. Yeah, maybe the French took bend over, but the rest of the Europeans that came to this country didn't bend over. We wiped their ass out. And this Obrador, this criminal, this drug pusher and drug lord, the president of Mexico, he's a shameful person. And now he's threatening us. He says, well, I can seal the border off whenever I want. I just want three, he wants three things the United States government's got to do for him. And it has to do with trade, Jim. Can you believe this guy's trying to extort Biden? And he's telling them, yeah. I can seal that border off whenever I want, but I'm going to keep letting them come in here. And that right now, the military should be invading Mexico. They should invade that damn country, take it over, and make them all speak English over there. What the hell is this? Allowing all these millions of people to come through that country to come here that don't even speak our language. And let's get this straight. These people are not Latinos. I'm scaring at. They're Hispanic, like Paul said. They are Hispanic. They're not Latinos. Latinos are in Rome, Italy. Yeah. They're Italians. But that's got to stop this nonsense. All these people, idiots, calling these people Latinos. Yeah. You're Latin American. No, you're a Hispanic. You're Española. So it's got to stop. But anyway, here's my call now. That was just a warm-up. Jim, I want to talk about you had some wonderful calls, and HB made a great point, too. But, Jim, we really think we're going to take on – if we keep pushing this nonsense with trying to take over Ukraine and stop Russia, we're looking at World War III. That's not going to be a good picture, Jim. You know that. Are we gonna? You actually think we could beat Russia when they have underground cities? Well, we don't. Most of their cities are underground. They have tunnel systems. We don't have that here. What, maybe in Colorado and West Virginia? Do we have them in Florida? Do we have them in Georgia? Do we have them in Atlanta? What do we have, Jim? Do we have underground cities like the Russians? Do we have the double? Do we have more nuclear warheads than the Russians?
Well, I'm told, Tom, that trillions have been spent on underground facilities for the elite here in the U.S. that they think they can ride out a nuclear war. I don't believe it'll play out the way they want, but I understand they exist. And under the Denver airport is a huge alternative to the capital of the United States for continuity of government. And you can bet Dick Cheney was in there pitching, you know, to get a special preserve for him and his buddies, where who knows how many heart transplants this guy has had. I mean, he's going to live forever. Continue, Tom. More.
Well, yeah, Jim, but you know, exactly. But why would we want to fight a Caucasian Russian race that looks like the majority of the people in America? Why are we going to want to fight them? For what? What's the ideology?
Tom, hang on. I'm going to keep you over right after this break. Stand by.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Tom, we got four other callers lined up, but I want you to have another five. Go for it. Go for it.
Well, yeah, Jim, I want to give a shout out to Lauren. She made a great call yesterday in a lot of regards. She knows that, I'm glad she got letting us know about all this nincompoops nonsense. But Jim, what's going? Did you hear today the news? Crazy news about the United Nations wanting to give every black person in the United States a reparation check in Europe.
The United Nations.
Yes, it's all over the news. United Nations put their 2 cents in now, saying that the world didn't pay for slavery. I mean, what the hell is this?
Where's the money? Where's the money going to come from? I mean, it's a ludicrous idea, but where is the money supposed to come from?
Well, that's my point. And I'm asking myself, wait a minute here. What about all the soldiers that died in the Civil War? What about all the white people that sacrificed everything with all the nonsense they had to deal with? And look at all the criminality that's happened since the Civil War ended. I mean, this is insanity. I mean, was slavery wrong? Hell yeah, it was wrong.
How about all the soldiers who died in World War One and in World War Two? Don't they deserve compensation, too? I mean, this just goes completely bananas, Tom. I mean, this is lunatic.
Yes. Well, their families should be getting World War One and World War Two, Civil War, all these wars, Korean War, they all should get reparations. I mean, if they're going to start doing this nonsense to divide the country even more racially. And this is what I'm saying. This is a monstrosity. Yeah. We got to stop this. We have got to stop this insanity about putting the guilt on the white people all the time. It's got to come to a screeching halt. And the United Nations are complacent.
This has got to be a ploy to distract from the Security Council demand that Israel stop the war. That can only be that. It's a distraction. The Israelis rigged this to come out now. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
I totally agree with you on that, Jim. Wonderful point. Wonderful point you just brought out. It's exactly. Since this Israeli nonsense now with the United Nations wants to say, oh, how bad whiteys is. Hey, I want some of the old callers to call and say, who freed the slaves? It was white men. The blacks didn't take on the whites in the Civil War. Okay? The whites killed each other. And mainly Scottish and Irish.
Yeah.
Okay? And German.
Yeah.
Mainly the battlefields, the soldiers and the battles on Gettysburg and all that were either Irish, Scottish, or German, and some English,
yeah.
I must say. But, you know, come on, let's get to the real fact. This has got to stop. When these Zionists, 2% of the population, lied to our population about how bad white he is. We're the majority. We're not the damn minority. These schmucks better get it straight, or they're going to be in big doo-doo here, because they're getting me pissed off over their stupidity.
They want to wipe whites off the face of the earth, Tom. I mean, I think they're making
absolutely.
No secret of their agenda.
That is their agenda, and that's exactly where we got to wake up everybody. I try to tell everybody that I talk to. And like Tony in Chicago says, you go out there with a bullhorn. I go out with a bullhorn sometimes, and I let them know. And I hear, look at Florida. Right now in the state of Florida, this state's turning more redder and redder by the day. There's 1.7 million more registered Republicans in the state than there's Democrats, because they're not going to put up with a stumbling, mumbling imbecile that wants to flood our country more illegal immigrants. Our lieutenant governor in Florida today, Jim, said we have no more room in Florida for illegal immigrants. Not one more can step foot here. We're shipping them up to Delaware. Shipping them up to Delaware. Because I tell everybody, ship them up to Delaware. Put every damn one of them in Delaware. Everyone needs them. Take them out of California, Texas. And ship them into Delaware, New England states. Would all these lily whites want that? Well, give it to them.
Yeah. I want to give you a final thought, too, because you're nailing it. Go ahead. Give us a final thought, Tom.
Well, my final thought is you got you like Michael Vero had a great show. You have a great show. And, you know, you got great callers. And we're waking up this country. You know, we're going to keep waking them up until this election. We got to get Trump elected in there. We can't have the stumbling. We cannot deal 4 more years of this idiot Biden. This country is in total ruination. So my final thought is we cannot even think about going to World War III with Russia. We're going to get our ass handed to us. If we go against Russia right now, we would get our ass handed to us. The whole world would be in a fireball. And we don't need that. Well, you know, these are Caucasian peoples we're talking about. They have beautiful women. I admire Putin for telling his women and his men to have their culture and save their culture and have as many children as they can. Like Lauren said, she has 5 beautiful kids. Guess what? My mother had 7. But they don't do that nowadays. I was lucky to have 2. But hey, you know what? We need to start having more of these women having more children and our persuasion. That's all I got to say
love
for today.
It,
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Great stuff. Great stuff, Tom. John in Colorado, join the conversation, John.
Hi, Jim. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. We're going to hit the break, and I'll carry you over, of course, if you want to get in some words.
Anyway,
now.
It's every day I just wait for you to come on and some of the others. It's just, and all the callers, it's just fantastic. What's going on and all that, getting to listen to that. You talked about, we said, New York City. It's been going on, you know, all these people get attacked, raped, whatever. We don't know. I got a grandchild living there. We're going to go visit her.
Yeah. John, hold on. Right back with you right after this break. Back with you, John.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
John in Colorado, continue.
Hey, Joe, I'm just saying, I lived in New York City over 50 years ago for a short time, and, you know, there were things back then which is nothing like today. I guess I got a grandchild there. And they could,
John, we're having trouble hearing your words. I don't know. Speak right into the...
Can you hear me now?
Better.
Can you hear me now?
Better.
Yeah, okay. That was on headphones. No, just concerned about... She lives in the heart of Manhattan, but, you know, I don't know what's going. You know, you always think that what could happen, it could happen one time, may not, but not she can't take care of herself. But all that concern about what's going to happen and what goes on, you know, walking down the street, like you said, they're punching women in the face.
Yeah.
You know, attacking them and all that, you know, knocking them off subway platform. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just like... go visit her, take her out of the area for a while, and let you have a nice visit, and let her decide what to do about that.
Yeah.
But those kind of things that, you know, you don't know what's going on.
I did my third year of graduate work in Columbia in 68, 69, and at that time, of course, it was a great city, maybe the greatest city in the world, but it has become a giant garbage pit, and it's unsafe. And all the people who have the resources to do so are getting the hell out of New York, the big shops, The swanky shops are closing their doors. The police are defunded. You got the migrants taking control. It's going to become a terror city. I'm telling you, John, you're spot on.
Yeah, that concerns me. Lily's like a teller. I haven't talked to her about it, but I just like to say, hey, if you're not aware of it, be prepared to get out of there if you had to.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, back to reading some of the articles in the American Free Press and that, they had a thing today that was interesting about France. France talking about, yeah, they're going to fight Ukraine. That's what Macron said.
Right.
They had a thing now. They're trying to pass a bill to criminalize medical truth. Anybody wants to talk about truth in medicine and all that, you're criminalized. Go to jail. Who knows?
Yeah.
Go to jail. What's this? Right. What's it coming to?
I know. It's desperation. In other words, there's too much truth out there, so they're trying desperately to control it. It ain't going to work. John, give us a final thought.
Well, look at YouTube. My wife likes to watch YouTube. She gets all these different things no matter what. So stories of World War II, Hitler and all that side, Trump and all that. And some of these, you know, where listen to over here one the other day talking about somebody talking about Ukraine. So Ukraine is, you know, on their offensive again. And things are improving and all that. You just think about it. This is, who are these people in my mind? You know, she's getting brainwashed by all this stuff. And then I read American Free Press, the Barnes Review. You get the truth.
Right.
Everything's out there.
My wife
anyway,
is addicted.
Keep going.
MSNBC, John. MSNBC. So I'm right there with you. I know what it's like.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day. Take care.
Great call. Thank you very much. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation.
Thank you, Dr. Spencer, for the call. Hey, I wanted to mention, I don't think you caught what the one guy was talking about Trump yesterday, but near the end, you were both kind of talking over each other. And he made a comment that Trump was the best Democratic candidate for president. Well, yeah.
Trump, the best Democratic candidate?
For office. Nobody's going to vote for Biden. At least we don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to vote for JFK, but they will vote for Donald Trump.
RFK Jr. Yeah.
RFK Jr. I'm sorry. The way he made it sound was that they will vote for Trump, and they do realize that he is being railroaded. So he's getting, I'm guessing he's getting between 7 and 9 out of 10 to vote for him. Okay?
Yeah.
And he was a lifelong Democrat until he joined the Republican Party and ran in 2016. So it just kind of makes me wonder. And I've seen him wearing the yarmulke, touching the Wailing Wall, praying by it, and everything else like that. So.
Jerry, we know. There's a question there. But look, he gave us a surging economy, made us energy independent. He secured the border. There's nothing we need more. I think it'll be very like it was in 2020 by an even larger margin, where by my best calculation, he won by 100 million plus to 37 for Biden. Biden isn't going to get even 37 million votes this time. He's so pathetic and such a disgrace. I don't believe they can even run him, to speak the truth, Jerry. I don't think they. That's why I keep talking about Gavin Newsom and Michelle. I think that's their option.
Okay, and you left out one other thing. He was making us energy independent too.
Yeah. I agree. Yes.
Hey, let's put it this way, Jim. I'm going to vote for Trump. Okay, because I don't want to vote for anybody else. But I don't think we should get hopes up too much. Now, the other question is there going to be an election, or are we going to get in a war and Biden's going to declare some sort of martial law status?
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Jerry. These are the real issues. You're absolutely right. And I agree that with Trump, there is a Zionist or Jewish issue here. There is a problem. But a flawed candidate that's so powerful in other ways is overwhelmingly preferable to any option the Democrats could ever provide. That party has gone down the toilet.
Okay. And I got to be honest with you. I got a friend of mine. He's a black guy. Now, he don't vote Democratic. He has not voted. He has not voted Democratic since the 20. I want to say that. The 2004 election.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is before Obama, and he was coming right out and saying, "Man, don't vote for Obama. He's no freaking good." But anyway, he's telling me that he's getting friends of his calling him and apologizing to him for being Democrats, and they they're saying right now that they're not voting Democratic anymore. They're voting a Republican.
Yeah. I think
that's right.
That's very good. That's very good, Jerry. I love it all. Give me a final thought.
Just one more final thing, and then I'll get off. This chip that you played, that recording of the guy coming with the conspiracy stuff and everything else like that, you know, Buttigieg, now he's out for a second maternity leave as a gay man, and the leader of the transportation industry in this country, this is the second time during a crisis he's been out.
Yeah.
And he's saying something of white supremacy is what caused this accident?
Well, that was a parody. That was a parody. That was from the Babylon Bee.
Oh, all right.
It's very close to the truth, of course. It's very close to the truth. That's why it's so hilarious. I mean, satire can be devastating.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Jim. Get to the next caller.
Glad to hear from you, Jerry. Charlie in Florida. Join the conversation, Charlie.
Oh, hello, Professor. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the bridge collapse of the ship. In a normal situation, the ship would have been towed all the way through there with tugboats. It would have been. Yes, it would have been. But Biden has cut the tugboat funding for federal funding by 40%. And so they couldn't afford. They didn't afford it. Yes. No, this is true. They couldn't afford to send the tugboats out. They haven't been able to. So the boats have happened to make their own way through.
So foolish. Yeah.
We're damn right. Biden can spend hundreds of billions of dollars in Ukraine, billions of dollars over in Israel, destroying and killing the Palestinians, you know, slaughtering those people. But he can't afford to
spend, you know, some extra money for tugboats in our country.
He doesn't give a crap about America, nor does Obama, nor do any of those other. I mean, the language used to describe these Democrats is just, you know, it's not for public consumption, but they deserve it all. They are the greatest traitors in the history of this nation.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Mike, I got this from Mike Adams on the Mike Adams Natural News Report. He was reporting about the tugboat issue. So this is a big issue.
He's a good man. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and there's also evidence of charges being set off on that thing. This was, for some reason, I think this was a planned deal.
Oh, sure.
And, I definitely agree. I've seen the videos where it steers directly into it. I mean, if you look at the video, I saw the redacted video, and it does. It shows it clear as a bell that boat was steered, changed course. It could have, if it had gone straight, it would have missed it. It swerved at the last minute and headed directly for the damn pylon.
Yeah.
So it was definite. And the guy is Ukrainian. That's true. So, you know, there's something fishy about this whole thing.
Well, there it is. We already got it. Ukraine is extorting. Did you see? I was talking about this. I think it was on Telegram. The Ukrainians were saying there are going to be lots more of this until you shell out more money for Ukraine. I mean, you know, to give us our billions for democracy. I mean, that's mocking. They don't have a democracy in Ukraine. This is just insane.
They have no freedom over there at all.
Right.
Zelensky has canceled the elections. They're throwing the religious people, the Russian Orthodox clergy, into the prisons and jails.
By the way, they just made a law saying that everybody over the age of 18, men and women, are going to have to serve in Ukraine. Yeah. So this is the newest thing.
Well,
they're going to try to, they're going to send more, they're going to totally decimate their population over there. And Russia's just killing them. Russia's just, it's like, it's not even funny. Russia's, by the way, is also expanding their army. They're increasing, going to increase the size of their army as well. So they're going to they're going to just mow. I think they're going to walk right through there and take it. I don't see any other choice, really, that they have other than to go into Kiev and take it over.
Charlie, you're right.
Anyway, thanks. I just wanted to add that to the in the mix. You know, thanks to Biden, we don't have any more tugboats operating our ports, you know.
Very, very, very nice point, Charlie. Thank you a lot. Wayne in Missouri. Wayne, join the conversation.
Jim, I heard you say, and the previous caller just said, that the boat, the cargo ship, steered right into the bridge support. And that would suggest, of course, a deliberate act of terrorism. And I know that the Russian intelligence, well, the Russian state has said that they believe that the UK and the United States were behind this attack in Moscow that just took place recently.
Yeah.
And so if Moscow is holding us responsible for that terror attack in Moscow, and the ship was deliberately steered into the bridge support, and also the destruction of the bridge functioned as a blockade to a large military contingent. There's a large military contingent that's now blockaded in by that bridge being down. It seems like a logical inference would be, and I'm not offering this as a conclusion, but a logical inference would be that Russia used some kind of directed energy weapon. Now, we know from the Donald Cook incident. You remember the ship? We had a ship, Donald Cook, and an airplane, a Russian plane, flew by, and the ship went completely dead. All the electronics went dead.
Yeah.
So that was a demonstration that Russia has some sort of weapon that can knock the electronics out on a ship. Now, whether they could direct that weapon from a satellite, or maybe they had pre-positioned a weapon like that in the area, and they could use it from the shore, I don't know. But it seems like a logical inference that if Russia has the ability to knock out all the electronics on a ship, that's what happened here. And the ship deliberately hit the bridge support, and it blockaded in a bunch of military. Seems to me like it's a pretty good chance that Russia did it.
Now, Wayne, we got a better explanation with Ukraine. It had a Ukrainian master. The Ukrainians put out tweets and telegrams saying that there's going to be more of this if you don't give more money to Ukraine. It's not that what you're saying is impossible. It simply has a far lower probability than what we have here. And it was deliberately steered into the pylon. There's no question about that, Wayne. Now, this was a Ukraine op, I guarantee 100%. Further thought?
You don't think?
Russia did not do this. This is Ukraine.
Okay. Well, I think Ukraine could be taking advantage of the situation to milk the United States for money.
The master of the ship was a Ukrainian, for crying out loud, not a Russian. And the Ukrainians want more money. They're milking the U.S. This is extortion. Think of Ukraine as a big crime family, and they're extorting the United States. That's what's going on here, Wayne. The Russians, very powerful. They would have the ability. They didn't have the opportunity. I don't think they would do that. The Russians are much too direct. They don't do this kind of slimy, weaselly stuff. That's Ukraine's and Israeli specialty, Wayne. So, I appreciate
time will tell, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah, glad you called. Okay, Alexander in Canada. Join the conversation, Alexander.
Hello, sir. See, sir, I'll make a couple of points. Just to follow up on Tom's call from Florida.
Yeah.
You see, the United States wants to attack Russia because that's the agenda of the Jewish establishment. You want to see Christians killing Christians Christians killing Muslims, like the war in Iraq, which the Jewish neocons have instigated. And she says, the reason I called, because I couldn't get through because the program was over. I just want to respond to Lauren. Lauren made a bad call yesterday, in my opinion. She said, "All the we're blaming blacks, so we have problems, so we blame them on the blacks." Again, she's just like Renee was playing the victim card when it comes to the, "Oh, we're blaming the Jews." So the blacks are to blame because it's their fault of all the crime that they're doing. And see, sir, and also my opinion, the blacks are just like a lot of white people are being misled by the Democrats, which is run by the Jews, and misled by the media. So in my opinion, blacks are also victims of this of the Democratic policies and the domestic policies.
Yeah.
And see, sir, I totally agree with you regarding what you said in the last call. Like this attack on Russia was done by Ukraine or Israel, just to instigate more problems. And
you're talking about the concert attack in Moscow?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're so obvious. I think that most have concluded that's exactly what's going on here. Scott Ritter, I think. Colonel McGregor, they're two of our best commentators. Many others have drawn that inference that that's what's going on here. A nasty piece of work. They were seeking to make escape to Ukraine. It's just interesting that my friend Archie from South Dakota thinks it could have been an inside job. Now, I've dismissed that idea in the past because I think it's beneath the Russian character to stage phony attacks. I mean, that's something we do in America and the Israelis do regularly. But I thought it's been beneath Russia to do it. On the other hand, I have two colleagues, Scott Bennett and Brian Davidson in particular, who is simply excellent at analyzing false flags. And they have seen anomalies in the attack on the concert in Russia, including weapons that were painted up the way the weapons were painted up in New Zealand and painted up at the Tops grocery store in Buffalo. And that is a sign to be very troubling. We also had some sitting in the audience there who were just seemingly unconcerned. We had others who got up and walked out, but there were some who were just staying. I say it's worth considering. Now, if this were, in fact, a stage event, Russia would have timed it. Putin would have timed it extremely well because he'd just come off of winning this huge election with like 88% support. He wants to strengthen his hand, become more aggressive with Ukraine. This would give public approval of stronger measures against Ukraine. So if it had been an inside job, as Archie suggests, or Brian Davidson thinks it may also be the case, even Scott's open to the possibility, it was brilliantly executed because, I mean, Ukraine is just hanging by a thread. I think all the more reason for them to pull stunts like the ship collision in Baltimore. But it's a very important bridge, and it turns out it's going to create a lot of chaos and a lot of problems for shipping. And the people who live in Baltimore are apparently going to be rather isolated. We can expect riots and a whole lot of other mischief going on here. So it's very serious what's happened here, Alexander, either way you cut it.
And, sir, my last point is that Tom mentioned that there's a UN resolution going on to pay blacks reparations.
That's what you reported. I hadn't seen that yet, but...
Here's a question I want to ask. Is that going to come from money from Jewish people to give blacks?
Let's ask the Rothschild. They're the richest family in the world to pay those reparations out of their trillions. I like that, Alexander.
Yeah, because these are the biggest slave owners in North America and around the world and South America were all Jews.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful, Alexander. I love that. Let's feed that into the UN resolution. That's sensational, Alexander. That's really good. A final thought?
Yeah,
a final thought.
Thank you.
You're good. You're good. You're good. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Yes. I would say that that ship that struck the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, that was a stand down by the Port Authority, because ultimately they're responsible for safety of the ship. And they could have got the tugboats out there pretty quickly if that ship was in trouble. So I would say the Port Authority should be.
No, James, the only trouble it appeared to be in was just seconds before the collision when they changed course. This is not a responsibility of Port Authority. This is a deliberate sabotage by the Ukrainian master of the ship. It was a deliberate planned event and very successfully carried out, sad to say. Go ahead, more.
Well, okay, I knew the guy that controlled the port of Hong Kong 24 years ago, and they always have these ships. They were traced by satellite systems or what have you. So I would say the security was lax, but I say it's more complicated because now the whole of that Eastern Seaboard's business. Export import is going to be seized. The letters of credit are not going to get paid. I doubt the insurance companies will pay out. So this is a catastrophic disaster that I don't think the pilot of the craft, and my buddy used to pilot ships through the Malacca Strait. I don't think the pilot on his own would be able to make that decision. No, he might have been
James, this is all planned in advance. This is Ukraine retaliating against the United States because we're not giving them enough money. Look, this one is clear cut, James. You're right. There are all kinds of aspects, but this was a very clear cut retaliation by Ukraine for not giving them enough money fast enough. That's what's going on.
Of course, yes. Well, I could ask you the question.
When you look at the video that I played there, you couldn't see it, of course. The ship deliberately changes course in order to hit. It's a dramatic change of course in order to hit the pylon. And it's all done, just in minutes. There was no way there could have been any response to stop it once they turned.
Well, I can't argue that. But the only thing I could say was maybe it was controlled from the exterior by computers. But by the way, Trump will be at the wake for the fallen police officer in New York City tomorrow night. And Massapequa.
Thanks. David, New York, call in early tomorrow. I'll get you on. Meanwhile, spend all the time you can with your friend, your family, the people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.